Falk, who enters the lane, to Janae Hoyne in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoyne. A run out by Hoyne. Got it for two. What a play for Janae Hoyne. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the court. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Another Division IV boys sectional. Fort Loramie against Riverside. The Redskins and the Pirates go at it here in game number two of the night, our second game of this doubleheader, and we will be at Sydney tomorrow night for a couple of girls' sectional finals, upper bracket and lower bracket, tip-off times at 6 and 7:30 online about 5:45 p.m. tomorrow night. It's Fort Loramie versus Riverside, which took a first-round bye in this game, which will start in about 6 or 7 minutes. Fort Loramie Redskins closed the regular season with a flourish. They're now 16-7 on the year, 7-5 at the finish in the Shelby County League. Riverside, 7-14 in 21 games on the campaign, 3-5 in the Northwest Central Conference. And you can bet, Chuck, Fort Loramie will see a little bit of zone from Riverside in game two.
Oh, I don't think there's any way that Riverside can come out and play a man-to-man.
No.
They're going to have to zone, and it's going to be good practice, because I tell you what, on Friday night, that's all they're going to see out of Ansonia unless they get a lead.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. What do you credit Fort Loramie's success to? It's a vastly improved club. It's now won, I think, 12 out of 15. The three-point shooting is good. It's varied. Six, seven, eight young men can pop it up there at any time from long distance. Nathan Ratterman's tall enough, big enough, strong enough. He can go inside and help Albers and Kemper.
Well, I think that they've They've built, and I say this every time we talk about what's made them better. All their go-to guys graduated.
Yep.
So they had to. You have to get new ones. You can be a great role player, and not be the guy that handles the basketball in crunch time. They had to develop that, and they have. And now they've developed Brandewey and Mesher and Rosengarten and Nolan Burning and Nathan Ratterman. Jake Ratterman has been on a real roll shooting the basketball. They're so deep, and they don't beat themselves.
Last year's team got 41 points a game from Braun, Siegel, and Burning. Those three young men were seniors. They graduated. I didn't think there'd be any chance we'd be considering Fort Loramie as a remote possible state Final Four contender. But the Redskins certainly are, as you alluded, extremely deep. Nobody in the region in D4 is deeper, that's for sure. And on a given night, Fort Loramie is the best three-point shooting team in boys D4.
Oh, I think they are. I mean, I really thought that possibly Botkins might have been until I watched the game tonight. But Loramie's just gotten better and better and better. And I'm going to give it to the coaches and the fact that obviously these kids work really hard at their craft.
Yeah, and Fort Loramie plays under control. They'll push it. They'll shoot the three. They'll run up and down the floor. They'll take advantage of fast break opportunities. Botkins too often, as we witnessed tonight, a bit too much out of control, not under control
right.
enough.
They never got the handle of how to attack that 2-3.
No.
Now in the second half, when they went to Euchre and got the ball in the middle of that zone, they started having success.
Right.
But before that, no, it was just to pass it until somebody went ahead and launched up a three, and that's not a zone offense.
A several year head coach at Riverside, Seth Bodenmiller, who once upon a time was a real fine basketball player at Jackson Center.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Uh huh. Corey Britton and his staff have done a tremendous job at Fort Loramie. I give them all the credit in the world. I know Corey knew before the season started, even as late as Christmas time, said, well, we've got to find our scorers. And not only did he find a couple of scores, he's found seven or eight on some nights.
Well, Grant Albers in the last game was terrific.
Yep.
I mean, all of a sudden this kid is out there scoring, and Nolan Burning, you let him set his feet. He's going to bury you with threes. I mean, Mason Kemper is a force defensively and rebounding on the inside. I would love to see him a little more offensively. I'd like to see him a better offensive player, but he does such a good job. They have to have him out there. He plays good defense and rebounds very well.
Eli Rosengarten is as good a three-point shooter as there is in the Shelby County,
well,
maybe in the whole region of D4 basketball.
Well, I made the comment in the last game. It's a travesty that the kid was not second. I will give him the first team Shelby County League. I thought that was the correct five young men. There's no way Eli Rosengarten shouldn't have been on that second team.
And I'm looking for Nick Brandewey, who missed the opening tourney game for Fort Loramie because of tendonitis in the knees. He was in street clothes on that night.
He's out there.
Yes, he's not seated on the bench
right.
in a coat and tie. He is on the floor. He may see duty here tonight. Riverside and Fort Loramie, game two. The winner advances on to play Ansonia Friday night at 7 in the upper bracket sectional championship. Fort Loramie is here by virtue of an easy last Friday victory over Covington by a final score of 73-47. Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com include Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler, and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. And thanks as well to these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Yeah, the Botkins Trojans upset by Antonia. I say upset, that very mild upset. Botkins a 4 seed, Antonia a 5 seed. Final tally in game one tonight, the Antonia Tigers 37 and Botkins 36.
I think the thing that surprised me, the competition Botkins plays is better. It's just obviously better, whether anybody from Ansonia wants to argue with me about that or not. I think that them having a game on this court in the tournament, I just never, ever take a bye unless I'm trying to avoid a really, really good basketball team.
Right.
There's no way I would take a bye. I want to play. And even as a number one seed, you throw yourself on the bracket and let everybody go where they want to.
I agree with you, Chuck, wholeheartedly. I'd put myself on the board, and I'd play the 2 games before I got to a sectional championship. I'd want to play every opportunity I got. And Sonya had a game up on Botkins. And Sonya had beaten Mississinewa Valley 38-35 in a first rounder. Botkins losing tonight earlier. Winds up 11-12 on the year. Botkins will be heard from next year, no doubt about it. They will miss Spencer Euchre, that dynamite player is Spencer. He graduates for the Botkins Trojans, and he'll be a tough man to replace. He had how many points again? 19, Chuck?
Euchre had 19, yep, wow. And Pretty had 10. They held Paul to 5 points, 2 baskets.
Starting lineups here tonight for game two. Fort Laramie Redskins in the road black. Red numbers outlined in white. Carter Mesher, 6'1 senior at guard with Eli Rosengarten. Eli, a 6'1" senior. Mason Kemper in the middle, a 6'4" senior. Nathan Radiman with 35 on his back, a 6'4" senior. And the fifth starter, Jake Radiman, 6'1" and a senior. Head coach Corey Britton in his fifth year. He's done a terrific job. Riverside Pirates opening five is as follows. Cameron Schlumbaum, 5'7" senior guard, opens in the starting group. Kyle Knight, a 6'1" senior, is also out there. Wyatt Offlick, 6'1" senior guard, is in the opening five for head coach Seth Bodenmiller. Lane Willoughby starts, a 6'1" senior. Leading scorer, by the way, is Willoughby, 6'1" senior, 14.5 points a game. And the fifth starter, Wade Offlick. Wyatt and Wade are brothers. Wade, a 6'4" junior. Opening tip to start the game, won by the white-shirted Riverside Pirates. Blue numbers outlined in red. Here's a foul line left extended. Jump shot pumped up there by Willoughby. He hits. Oh, good-looking form. Boy, he rose up off the floor and skied and drained it. And Riverside leads 2-0. Three-quarter court pressure by the Pirates. Fort Laramie down the floor, out on top. It is Carter Mesher handling. On the weave to Jake Radiman, 25 feet away. Jake being picked up by Kyle Knight. We had a holding foul down in the paint area. As being slowed down was Nathan Radiman.
That was on Willoughby when they were trying to run a play up the middle. And he just took a hip and bumped him, then the official saw it.
And that's one young man for Riverside who cannot afford to pick up a second real quick. Ball lobbed it out back to Rosengarten by Fort Laramie. He catches from 25-foot range, missed it short, no good. Kemper's tip, short, rebound, batted, and Riverside's got it. And here come the Pirates down the floor over the timeline. A carry by Schlumbaum. That was a high dribble. The official noticed it. Fort Laramie possession. Is that a zone from Riverside or a man?
Well, they're playing a man, but they're doing a run and jump. They're coming and trying to trap everything on the wings.
Here's Rosengarten, deep left corner, gets a screen from Kemper. Eli starts a drive all the way to the rack, had it knocked away, got it back and was fouled. I think when he recollected it, he might have been trying to shoot the ball.
Well, I think it's going to be two.
Yep, it is. 6:46 to go in the opening quarter, 2-0 in favor of Riverside. Eli Rosen guarding at the stripe. First of two shots, dead center. 2-1, Pirates lead. Second shot upcoming. Riverside was beaten by Botkins back on December 22nd, 45-39 at Riverside. That's a common opponent. Of course, Fort Laramie split with Botkins. One at Botkins, lost to the buzzer beater by Zane Paul from near midcourt in December. That game was at Fort Laramie. Eli Rosengarten made both free throws for Fort Laramie to tie the game up at two. And then the Pirates barreled down the floor in a hurry, drove the lane area. Redskin bench thought it was a charge. It's ruled a block on Kemper.
Yeah, it was a toss-up.
Riverside inbounds. Ball lobbed in the lane. Willoughby ducks under, spins, flips it back out of the arc 25 feet away to Wyatt Offlick. Wyatt's got the ball now. Schlumbaum's got it. Left-hand dribble, elbow in the left. Good dish off down inside to a teammate. Caught there by Kyle Knight. His shot attempt blocked away by Fort Laramie. Touched by Riverside. Far side of the court, out of bounds. Willoughby, the go-to guy for Riverside. Laramie's got to spy on him. Here's Jake Ratterman in backcourt for Fort Laramie. Throws it up the left side of the floor. Batted by Riverside. Great play by the Pirates. Schlumbaum got a mid on it. Almost made the steal. It went out of bounds.
But as soon as you cross midcourt, the person guarding you and the wing on your side are coming up to double everything.
Right. And Riverside has been tenacious here in the first 2 minutes. We're tied at two. Dribbling into the right corner goes Mesher for Fort Laramie. Stingy defense applied by Riverside. A bit too tight. And it's a foul on Schlumbaum.
That's his second.
Right away, a couple on the guard for the Pirates. Tied up at two, 5:54 to go in the first quarter. Nathan Ratterman in front of the Riverside Pirates bench, down to the right, inbounds to Nick Brandewey, who's checked in. There's a bounce pass on the arc by Fort Laramie, kick on the play by the Pirates. Again, Fort Laramie will trigger below the rim. Brandewey to advance it. Brandewey picked up something off the floor, handed it to the official. Ball thrown inbounds, low left to Kemper. Kemper leans in from 5 feet, deflected. Partially blocked by Riverside, which comes away with it. So far, the Pirates have held Fort Laramie without a bucket in 2.5 minutes. Here's Wyatt Offlick at the foul line. He wears 11, gives it up out back to John Zumberger, 5'10", sophomore guard. Dribble drive to the top of the circle, Wyatt Offlick. And he's hit. A little too aggressive on the defense there was Mesher for Fort Laramie. Tied at two. And so far, Chuck, in Riversside, I see a little bit of Ansonia.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're coming and trapping and playing hard. They're not getting any easy shots. Laramie's not getting any easy shots at all.
Winner plays Ansonia, 7 o'clock Friday night. Here is Riverside, head of the circle. Dribbling into the right corner, goes wide off like he's a little out of control, and he muffed the basketball into the corner over the line. Redskins possession. Now the officials confer that we may have a change call coming. Did Fort Laramie get a fingertip on it? They did. So it's Riverside's ball after all. 2-2 tie, 5:13 to go, first quarter. Riverside getting the kind of start to the game it wanted. Reduced scoring, a lot of defense, lengthy possessions. Here's Riverside side court trying to inbound. The ball was thrown high in the air cross court. Taken by Wade Offlick. He goes foul line. Dumps it to Zumberger. Deep left corner triple. Bullseye. He's got it. Pirates fans on their feet. Riverside leads it 5-2. Here's Nathan Ratterman. 25 feet out, angles into the lane area, left corner to the teammate, jumping, shooting, Carter Mesher, bingo, he ties it at five. Oh, and Carter Mesher comes on the floor, a young man Redskins didn't have at the beginning of the year because of a football injury, He gives them an added dynamic.
Well, he does give them offense. That's just gravy. Defensively, he is outstanding.
We've got a turnover, 10-second call, Pirates at Fort Loramie possession. Here's Brandewee in backcourt, up over the timeline. Left side pass, Rosengarten, tied at 5. We played 3.5. High right, Nathan Ratterman, long three-pointer. We're looking over his shoulder. It looks good, dead on, but heavy. Hit the back brace. High rebound, yanked down by Wyatt Offlick of the Pirates. He gives it up the floor to Wade, back to Wyatt. Good deflection by Mesher.
Right on cue.
Yep, and right off the leg of a Pirate player. 4:14 to go, first quarter, tied at 5. Insert Nolan Burning for the Redskins. Nolan, a 5'11 sophomore. Here's Brandewee. Also on the floor now, Grant Albert, 6'2 sophomore. Burning, Nathan Ratterman. Here's Eli Rosengarten, 25 feet away. Straight on Albers. Here's Brandewee, a little pick and roll with Albers. Short corner jumper, overshot it badly. Long rebound, smacked to Brandewee. On the arc to Nolan Burning. He lines up a three, a little right, no, rebound Riverside. Still tied at 5. 3:39 left in the first. Here come the Pirates down the floor. Wide off, Offlick in the lane. Hand off on the play to Zumberger. Outside the arc on the left. Excuse me, it's Wyatt Offlick. Here's a weave to Wade. Behind the arc, right flank at Zumberger. Picked up by Brandewee. Head of the circle, Lane Willoughby has finally touched it. Leading score on the year. About 15 a game for the Pirates. 3:12 to go, first quarter. Dribble drive, baseline left. Wade Offlick flips it behind him to a teammate. 17 foot jump shot by Kyle Knight. Swish. 7-5 Riverside. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. Brandewee 30 feet away. Gives it up straight on to Albers. Left flank, it goes to Burning. Pitches it near side to Nathan Ratterman. 2:48 to go, first quarter. Pretty good defense by Riverside. Straight on Albers. Albers at the elbow. Now Brandewee, left wing. Wants to go baseline. Pirates are on him. Brandewee around one player, another. Shot it in the paint. It rolled off the iron. Redskins can't corral the rebound. They lose it. Out of bounds. Pirates possession.
That's a very sloppy start offensively for the Redskins.
And Riverside is challenging every single shot, whether it's a three-pointer, a mid-range two, a drive to the basket. Pirates defense, tenacious. 2.5 to go, first quarter. 6 players in backcourt. Pressure from Fort Loramie. Dribbling up the right side on the go. It is Wyatt Offlick. Long pass down low and left to Kyle Knight. He goes up. Doesn't leave the floor. Draws a foul in the act of shooting. Very intelligent game played so far by the Pirates, who lead 7-5. Rosengarten picked up the personal. Kyle Knight, who's got a made field goal in the contest, has a couple foul shots here, and he zeroes in. 8-5 Pirates. Second free throw coming. Couple of bounces. 4, in fact. Shot the Knight, front rim, backboard, good. 9-5 Riverside. Head coach Seth Bodenmiller down to a right. Up, imploring his team to play defense. So far, the Pirates have been solid defensively. Nolan Burning on the arc, straight away to Kemper. 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie down 4. Make it 2 as Eli Rosengarten makes a good journey to the basket from the right wing. A deft drive by him. He banked in a short one, and it's 9-7. Here's Riverside in the lead. Quickly, Pirates down the floor. Open 3 ball, right side. Zumberger short. Rebound for Loramie. Here comes Rosengarten. Here's Nolan Burning. Quick pass in the lane. Twisting, turning. Up with the left hand. Kemper. Good. We're tied at 9. Fine ball entry by Fort Loramie. And Riverside needs a timeout. 1:36 left in the first. Even up at 9 on scores.broadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
And gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Fine sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're delighted to have Francis Schulte and Superior on board, along with the Jewelry Barn. After the timeout by head coach Bodenmiller, Riverside jumps up and shoots from the left corner, a hasty three ball. It glanced off the iron. Fort Loramie garnered the rebound. Riverside fouling over the back.
Yeah, Nate Meyer did a good job of boxing out that time and getting the rebound.
Yep, Fort Loramie scored four in a row to tie at nine. 1:16 left in the period. Here's Jake Radiman, high right. Gives it up straight away to Kemper, who comes out to catch. Left wing, Nate Meyer. Nate Meyer's checked in now for the Redskins, 6 foot sophomore. Rosengarten, long heave cross court, caught by Nate. Nate Meyer dances, foul line, checked, goes baseline right to a teammate. Ball in and into the lane, it's loose. Redskins scramble, get it back. 50 seconds to go in the first, tied at nine. Lengthy possession, sticky defense from Riverside. Eli Rosengarten, little pick and roll with Jake Radiman. Reverse layup short, rebound weighed off, like Riverside. We got a scrum for it below the Skins hoop. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie possession. Game tied at nine apiece. Just over half minute to go, first period. Inbounding Fort Loramie. Playmaker is Jake Radiman on the arc to bring it away. He throws a quick hitter in the lane to Kemper. Right wing, Jake Radiman, corner jumper, trifecta, hit the rim, caromed away, Riverside traced it down. Still at nine. We're knotted, 24 seconds left, opening period. Pirates on the arc, it is Lane Willoughby. Willoughby hands off to a teammate with 14 to go. Pirates play for one. Still dribbling. Still controlling the ball, Zumberger. Gave it up, got it back, shot the three. It hit the front rim, rolls off with 2.2 to go. A couple of players lie on the ground in the paint area. Somebody fouled somebody. Let's see what has been determined. A rebounding foul on the Pirates.
That's the second one on Willoughby.
Oh, boy, that hurts. He got one right away at the start. Leading scorer on the year for the Riverside Pirates. May have to sit for 4 or 5 minutes of the second quarter. Long pass down the floor, Fort Loramie to Kemper. Kemper hits the three-point shooter from 25 feet away. Branaway, no good. Hit the backboard rim and fell to the floor. Riverside right even with Fort Loramie after 8 minutes. A 9-9 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Well, here we go. We start play in the second quarter. Riverside with possession. A lot of contact at midcourt. Put Carter Mesher putting on the heat, but he fouled.
I think that's his second. Yeah, second.
And he's a defensive whiz. Boy, you don't like to see him sit down with two personals this early. He's got a couple. Willoughby from Riverside's got a couple. It's a stalemate right now, 9-9. Riverside didn't score last 3 minutes of the first quarter. 7:40 left to go here in the second. Riverside, top of the circle. Sumberger spins, makes a no-look pass to the left corner. No one is there.
Should have looked.
Yeah, he should have. Redskins will take it. Fort Loramie trying to break the deadlock. It's Nolan Burning at midcourt. Left side pass. Nate Meyer looks for Albers in the middle. Goes opposite to Burning. They rotate it down inside to Brandewee. Ball punched away. Picked up by Nathan Radiman on the arc for Rosengarten high left. Here's Brandewee. 17 feet out. Doesn't shoot. Deep right corner. Jake Radiman to Brandewee. Brandewee pitches from one side of the lane to the other, and it missed everybody. Out of bounds to a Pirates cheerleader.
Not incredibly sharp to start the game.
Sluggish is Fort Loramie. 7:17 to go in the second quarter. Here's a long pass down the floor by Riverside against the pressure. Deflected, stolen by Rosengarten. To Brandewee. Brandewee cut to the rim. Running left-hander, yes. Vintage. Nick Brandewee right there.
Took it right at Willoughby, and Willoughby had to let him go.
And Nick looked like he was carrying the football. Low to Mayo, right to the basket. Pirates down two now. Six straight by Fort Loramie. 11-9 Redskins lead. 6:50 to go here in the second quarter. High right with the ball. It is Lane Willoughby who's checked back in. Oh, good pass. Finds an open teammate low on the right. It's caught and laid in by Kyle Knight. Good assist. Excellent throw by Riverside, leading to 2 points to tie the game at 11. And then Fort Loramie's pass right down this side of the floor is poked out by the Pirates. Head coach Corey Britton to Fort Loramie trying to get the right five on the floor, which will start to dictate this contest. Right now the Pirates hanging tough, even at 11. Here's Brandewee. Right corner, top of the circle, Rosengarten. Baseline right to the cutter, Nate Meyer. Meyer drives hard to the rack, deflected by Wade Offlick at the rim. Riverside's got the ball. 6:12 to go, second quarter. Shake and bake move by Wyatt Offlick into the lane. Gives it up to Willoughby. Willoughby's awkward 10-footer blocked on the play by Albers. Loose in the corner. Pirates get it, then throw it over and back. Good call by the referee. 11-11 stalemate. Riverside with just one field goal in excess of 4.5 minutes of play. But Fort Loramie's not much better offensively. Little flat. Rosengarten left wing. Brandewee comes out to catch. Wide open right corner. Three ball. Redskins. You can count it from Nolan Burning. He was two wide open. 14-11. Redskins up three. Edmond down 9-5. 5.5 left in the half. Here's Willoughby, left corner. Hits a cutter below the rim. It's caught by Kyle Knight. I think he dragged the pivot foot.
Yeah, he got a shuffle. He got the ball in traffic. The pass got him in trouble.
Well, let's see if that long trifecta by Burning sparks Fort Loramie. Redskins have a 3-point edge. Under 5.5 to play until the half. Here's Rosengarten outside the arc on the left. Foul line Kemper opposite to Burning. This time he's checked. Straight away Albers puts it on the deck. Brandewee, Rosengarten, lobs Albers, short corner, back to the basket, goes to work, Reverse layup. A lot of congestion. Couldn't make it. Rebound Riverside. Here come the Pirates on the go. A long pull-up tray by Wyatt Offlick. Hit the iron. Caromed out near midcourt. Riverside got it back. Scattered floor. Willoughby to the rack. He hits it. 14-13. Fort Loramie by a point. 4:49 to go, second quarter. Rosengarten high left. Dumped it off to Burning, deep right corner. Ball high overhead. Finds a cutter. Kemper low in the right. A leaner with the left hand. Hits in.
They're running that slip screen, and all the, it is open every time. They just got to start making the shot. That was a nice shot by Kemper in traffic.
Three-point lead, Fort Loramie again. 4:26 to go, second quarter. Willoughby outside the arc on the left. Albers has got the assignment. Shake and bake Willoughby into the paint. Brandewey doubled. Heads up play by him. He got mitts on the top of the leather. Did Brandewey force the tie up? Arrow Redskins. That's a football play right there.
Yeah.
Vintage Nick Brandewey again. 4:18 to go, second quarter. 16-13, Fort Loramie. You got a double Willoughby. Nobody on the floor for the Redskins can handle him in the open floor one-on-one. Foul line, Rosengarten. Here's Burning. Zips it cross-court to Jake Raderman. Now high right, Burning. Burning goes foul line. Leaves it behind him to Jake. Jake, deep left corner, triple, hit the rim, caromed away. Redskins long rebound. Rosengarten available, fall away from 15. It's short. Fort Loramie tracks it down again. Burning lies into the lane. Late dish to Albers, bobbled, got it back. Ball rotated on the arc to Burning. He sizes one up. It rimmed, rebounded by Riverside. 16-13, Redskins up three. 3:30 left in the half. Here's Riverside with the ball. Ethan Jackson has checked in, a 5'10 sophomore. He gave it up left corner. Handled there by Schlumbaum. Down into the post. Oh, a good reverse layup by Kyle Knight. Hits it, and he's fouled.
I'll tell you what, Willoughby is an outstanding passer.
Oh, yeah, he sees the floor beautifully. Yeah, Willoughby, excellent performer for the Riverside Pirates. 6'1" senior, looks bigger than that, plays 6'2", 6'3". Uses his body well, his hips, shoulders, long arms. And he made a nifty pass to set up Kyle Knight, who misses the three-point chance. And Fort Loramie steers the rebound into their hands. Down by a point, Redskins, just 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Jake Raderman, far left wing. Outside the arc, near side, it's Nathan. Now Burning, now Kemper, still on the arc. It's Rosengarten. He skips to the foul line, can't shoot. Down low to Kemper, right back to Eli. Triple on the way, wide right, not close. Fort Loramie chilly shooting like Botkins was most of the night. Quickly, Riverside down the floor. Long three, left corner. It rattles in and out, but wide off, but couldn't get it to go. But the rebound coughed up by Fort Loramie. 2:39 remaining here in the second quarter. 16-15, Fort Loramie by one. Riverside inbounds below the rim. It's Wyatt Offlick on the arc to Wade. Wade Offlick, his brother, goes baseline to a teammate. And here's a 15-footer pumped up there, overshot badly by Schlumbaum. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. And here they go on a 3-on-2 break. Kemper on the receiving end. He gets the layup. 18-15 Redskins. Shake and bake move by Wyatt Offlick. And a little too much movement without dribbling. It's a walk. 2:14 to go, second quarter. Redskins up three. Near the two-minute mark. Burning to midcourt. Over the Indians logo for Pickwa High School. Gave it up, got it back. Burning top of the circle. Oh, back cut for Rosengarten. Red on the play, but Wyatt Offlick. He's got the steal for the Pirates. Minute 50 to go, first half. 3-point lead, Fort Loramie.
That was too long of a pass.
Yes. Far right wing handled by Schlumbaum. Ball high overhead. Starts your drive on Burning. Then pulls up, doesn't shoot. Minute 35 to go, first half. Here is Wade Offlick with the ball. Foul line, Wyatt. Handoff on the play to Kyle Knight. Knight turns, 15-footer, bouncing, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Minute 18 to go, first half. Redskins up three. Rosengarten fakes left, goes right. Coming out to catch it, Kemper. Fort Loramie trying to work it inside, trying to find Kemper. They go opposite to Burning in the right corner. Just over a minute to go. Burning enters the lane, doesn't shoot. Now to Rosengarten. Fakes right, goes left. Short corner, throws opposite to Jake Radiman. He goes opposite again to Rosengarten, who's out of bounds. Riverside defensively very good. Fort Loramie flat at the offensive end. And Fort Loramie's lead is only three. Final 55 seconds, second quarter. Coaches for Fort Loramie saying, we need a stop.
They need to have the lead at halftime.
Yeah. A little more pep in the step of the Pirates. Far left side of the floor, wide off lick. Goes down to the corner of the teammate. Fort Loramie tips the ball up in the air. Hits it side court. Touch last by a white shirt. Out of bounds. Break for Fort Loramie. Redskins lead 18-15. Riverside had 9 points with a couple minutes to go in the first quarter. Only six in the last nearly 10 minutes. Pretty good defense from the Redskins, who are trying to find their offense. Up three, 25 seconds to go, first half. Here's Nate Meyer, right corner. Oh, a little run and go. Bounce pass to Kemper. He powers to the hoop, and he's got it.
I think he's pointing at me about his offense as he runs back on defense.
13 seconds left, first half. Redskins' biggest lead, five. Here's Wyatt Offlick, 30 feet out, seven to go. Schlumbaum deep in the left corner, gave it up, got it back. Two to go. Here's Wyatt Offlick, long one, 30-footer, headset at the buzzer. It's good. It counts. Wow. We've got a ball game. 20-18, Fort Loramie leads Riverside by two at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie's got a scant 2-point lead over a charged up Riverside bunch. 20-18 here at the half. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, take it away.
Well, looking at the shooting for the first half, Loramie was 8 of 23 for 35%, 2 of 9 shooting threes for 22%, made both of their free throws. 100% right there. 7 of 16 for Riverside. They shot the ball 7 less times there. 2 of 7 shooting threes, 28%. 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Riverside has a 13-12 rebounding advantage. Loramie 5-3 on the offensive boards. The Redskins turned it 3 times. Riverside turned it 10. Loramie has a 10-4 advantage in the paint in scoring. 9-0 off of turnovers. If it wasn't for that, they'd be losing the basketball game right now. Individual scoring for Riverside. Kyle Knight has 8. They got 4 from Zane Willoughby. 3 each from John Zumberger and Wyatt Offlick. They scored 9 each quarter, 18 for the half. Mason Kemper leads Fort Loramie with 8 points. He was 4 of 6, 4 for Rosengarten, 3 for Burning, 3 for Mesher, 2 for Brandewee. They scored 9 and 11, only lead it 20-18 at the half.
Other than Fort Loramie not shooting it well, what's Riverside doing at the defensive end? What's going on here? Pirates shutting Fort Loramie down, but again, Chuck, Fort Loramie not shooting it. Good flexing defense by Riverside, which is adjusting and tracking Fort Loramie shooters well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been impressed. They're playing with a little more excitement right now than Loramie is, and I think that's the difference in a basketball game.
And Mason Kemper is going to have to continue to carry the load inside, I think.
Well, I was happy. I mean, I talked about whenever he scores, it's kind of gravy. He had a real nice first half for Loramie. I'm sure that the coaching staff is getting the attention a little bit of right. The Redskins at halftime.
4.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. That's our halftime report. Fort Loramie's biggest lead was 5. It's now 2 after that long Wyatt Offlick three-pointer at the buzzer. It's 20-18. Redskins over the Pirates. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's. Place your confidence in those two, Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Tom and Jerry's is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and builds a high-quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, online at TomJerry's.com. 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, it's Fort Loramie 20, Riverside 18. Bodkins was nipped by Ansonia in Game 1 tonight, 37-36. The winner of this game plays Ansonia in the upper bracket sectional final on Friday at 7. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of Scores Broadcast. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. It moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. locally, LaCalle is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Riverside Pirates on the floor, shooting around down to a right. Like the game plan of Riverside so far, Chuck, well, it's certainly hindered Fort Loramie's offensive output.
Well, it's been effective. I mean, they're trying to take away the outside shot. That's why Kemper had a pretty nice first half with eight.
Yep.
But they're going to have to make some shots to kind of open things up a little bit, that's for sure.
And similarly, that's why Spencer Euchre had a pretty good game in game one.
Right.
Botkins was guarded well on the perimeter. Freeing up Euchre was not quite enough, though, as Hunter Muir hit a fadeaway 12-footer for Ansonia at the buzzer, lifting the Tigers to a 37-36 win over Botkins in game one.
Well, you've got the Ansonia coaches up here scouting, and if you're doing anything for Fort Loramie, you're maybe not making them be intimidated by what they're watching right now.
That's a good point, yep. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Riverside possession. On the court is Cameron Schlumbaum. He's the 5'7 senior guard. Inbounds near midcourt. Handled there by Wyatt Offlick. And Wyatt tries to reverse the ball to the right corner. Kemper gets over late. Blocking foul for Loramie. He tried to hedge, but was too aggressive.
There was a little touchy, I think.
I think so. That's what hedging is all about. You've got to give the defense that much. Here's Wyatt Offlick, 25 feet away, angles off into the right corner, pulls up, doesn't shoot, looks for a cutter, finds Schlumbaum behind the arc, fakes right, goes left, spins into the paint area, he's doubled, Fort Loramie nearly knocked it away, loose ball rolls out on the arc, long three by Wade Offlick, way short, rebound Fort Loramie, quickly baseline right, Rosengarten looks for Kemper. He's doubled in the paint, gives it up to Brandewey, right back to Kemper, blocked away. Willoughby knocked it down. Loose ball, though, Rosengarten. Rosengarten angles through the paint area. Reach-in foul by Riverside. Boy, are the Pirates ever good around the basket.
I'm impressed with Willoughby. He's got two fouls, and he went up there just like he was the only one on the floor.
Chuck, that's a key to this game right now. If Willoughby can go pell-mell for 16 minutes and not pick up the third, then Riverside is going to be in this game to the finish. Inbounded, Fort Loramie, long three, Rosengarten, no good, a little heavy. Rebound ricochets right back out, though, to the Skins. Here's Jake Ratterman, right side Nathan, right corner Brandewey, oh, good fake. Baseline, short corner Jay, short, rebounding foul, maybe Fort Loramie, which came to the rim. No, it's gathered by Kemper in the eyes of the official, and Kemper is fouled.
And that's the third foul on Willoughby.
Uh-oh. He's going to have to come out. Seth Bodenmiller is going to have to yank him for much of this period.
That was a heck of a rebound by Kemper.
Yes,
right
it
there.
Sure was. Kemper came out of nowhere to get fingers on the rebound of the missed shot by Brandewey. Kemper's having a heck of a game. He's got a big head start on the Clancys.
Well, he's got nine, and right there is nine and a half.
Free throw good. Second shot short. Rebound Pirates, who have a change at midcourt. No doubt for Willoughby. 21-18. Fort Loramie by three. 6.5 to go in the fourth, or I should say in the third. Top of the circle with the ball. It is Zumberger. Zumberger hits a cutter in the lane. Follow-away 10-footer by Kyle Knight, short. Rebounded Pirates on the arc. Here's a long triple, Wyatt Offlick. Oh, it did a 360, maybe even a 720 around the rim. Redskins got the rebound. Quickly into the lane. Alvers left-handed. 8-footer, no. Rebound Ratterman. Redskins set it up. Fort Loramie whipping Riverside on the offensive glass. In the deep right corner, ball thrown to the post. Back out to Brandewey. He lines up a triple. Bingo! He's got it. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie, biggest of the game.
Scott Ward on his way home from the Versailles game, the boys won, said, give me a shout-out, I'm listening to you. So great to hear from you, Scott.
How you doing, Scott? Time out. Head coach Seth Bodenmiller of the Pirates, who are now down a half dozen on the Brandewee 3 from Fort Loramie. 5:45 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Versailles boys and girls both play Saturday afternoon, or at least on paper, they do now. Versailles' game is set, I think, for 2. Versailles girls might go to 11 in the district at Springfield. Who knows? Those times are not official yet. They'll be put in cement in the next 24 to 48 hours, no doubt. Here's Fort Loramie in the lead to 6 with the ball after the Riverside timeout. Here's a drive into the lane area by Rosengarten, and it's poked away by Riverside. No, poked away by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. Pirates get possession. Pirates down the floor. Good heave into the lane. Little turnaround six-footer. It is no good. Jackson Heath in off the bench. Couldn't get it to drop. The 5'11 senior. And away went the Redskins on a 3-on-2 the other direction. Riverside coming up from behind to deflect it out of the grasp of Brandewee. Redskins ball, baseline, right of the rim. Playmaker is Nick. Fort Loramie up 6, 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Oh, a great play on the inbounds. Patented Fort Loramie. Rosengarten peeled off a screen. He got the dish from Brandewee and dropped it in. 8-point difference. Quickly Riverside. Long three. Wyatt Offlick. Headset from way outside. 25-footer. That matched his buzzer beater earlier at the end of the first quarter.
He missed at the end of the half.
Right.
He missed one out of the corner here in the third quarter that was almost all the way down and came back out.
That was the one I said did a 7-20. Here is Kemper in the lane. Hand off to Rosengarten. In traffic. A running 8-foot banker. Got it. 28-21. Fort Loramie by 7. Yeah, that Offlick 3 got it from 20 to 15 to 20 to 18 at the end of the second quarter. Now Riverside trails by 7. They jack up a 3 from the right wing. Bingo! Wow! John Zumberger from distance. 28-24. Nathan Radiman down the floor for Fort Loramie. Riverside hanging close. 4 minutes gone here in the third. Outside the arc of the left is Brandewee. He dodges the defender. Can't drive, though. Gives it up to Nathan Radiman, far right corner. Riverside man-to-man. Here's a screen for Jake Radiman, left wing. High arching shot, grazed the rim. Rebound Pirates. 4-point game, 3:40 to go in the third. Faking the three ball is Wade Offlick. Wade gives it up to Kyle Knight. Willoughby, leading scorer on the year, on the bench. 3 fouls for the Pirates. Oh, here's a neat drive by Zumberger right down the lane. He's in traffic, though. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Good pilfer by the Redskins. Quickly, forecourt right. Brandewee in the corner. Hook pass to Kemper. Up on it. Wow. Brandewee eyes in the back of his head.
My goodness.
6-point lead, Fort Loramie. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Riverside up the left side. It's Knight in trouble. Gives it up on the arc to Zumberger. 6-point game. Under 3 to play now in the third. Zumberger, dribble drive, right wing. Hands off behind him to Wade Offlick. Elbow on the right. There's a walk. Ball was handed off to Offlick. He took a step or two without dribbling, and the official caught it. 30-24. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. Refereeing tonight, Chuck's been very good here at Piqua.
I think that this game has been outstanding. I think there was a couple of questionables in the first game, but quite honestly, I'll live with a couple of questionable calls in a 32-minute basketball game.
Only two. That's 99.5% efficiency.
Absolutely.
Fort Loramie into the key. Nate Radiman with the ball. Redskins up 6, trying to push it to 8 or 9. Here's Rosengarten. He's doubled, almost had it stolen. Feeds Nolan Burning top of the circle. He goes opposite in the corner, right back to Nolan. He dips into the lane, wants to go up to shoot or pass. His arm is grabbed, and the official says, hey, you weren't shooting.
Yeah. No,
it's going to be ball out of bounds.
They know he's a three-point shooter, so if he got in the lane, he wasn't going to shoot it.
2:24 to go here in the third. Redskins up six. Riverside's biggest lead was 9-5. Fairly late in the first. Inbounding Burning, baseline left. Lobs it out back near midcourt. Carter Mesher back on the floor for Fort Laramie. He probes the middle of the floor, right down the pike. Good defense, Willoughby. He got a mitt on the ball, which went off the leg of Mesher. Out of bounds to Riverside. Pirates have played sticky D all night long.
I've been impressed.
The Riverside and Ansonia have darn nearly mirrored each other. More zone from Ansonia than Riverside. Here's Willoughby, head of the key. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Willoughby puts it on the deck. Spin move in the lane against Burnett. Gives it up, gets it back. He's doubled. Willoughby wants to shoot. He's 15 feet away. Can't. Back to the basket. Hands off to a teammate. It's Zumberger diving to the lane. Leaves it left corner for Wade Offlick. He jacked up a triple way short. Rebound by Fort Laramie. Burning down the floor, out of control. Missed it. Kemper got it. Blocked. Taken away by the Pirates. We've got a foul at midcourt. A lot of contact. Riverside player hit the deck. Foul against Fort Laramie.
Yeah, and again, a good decision because he wasn't going to make the call until it turned into a turnover. Then he had no choice.
Yeah, there was some contact which would have been ignored, but you're right. The turnover was going to be triggered. That's a good call.
The contact made the turnover. They had to make the call.
Fine decision by the referee. Here's Riverside, still down just six. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the ball is dealt right side of the floor. Jackson Heath, fake left, faked right, and he clearly shuffled right in front of the Riverside bench. Far too many turnovers, though, for the Pirates. Fort Laramie's had less than five. Here's Mesher outside the arc on the left. He's got a little lane, drives, baseline, a runner, high off the window. Rebound jammed out of bounds by the Pirates. A minute 18 to go in the third quarter. We're stuck at 30-24. Redskins inbounding. Rosengarten, right corner. He navigates the lane. His little looper deflected on the play by Wyatt Offlick. Ball comes away to the Pirates. Stellar D from the white shirts from Logan County. Here's a sloppy play headed to the key by Riverside. Ball is lost. Fort Laramie on a bust out. It's Albers all the way to the rack. Defensive goaltending. Count it.
Yep. He gets up pretty good, doesn't he?
Oh, boy.
Took it right off the back of the rim.
Willoughby can really sky. He trailed the play. Almost came out of nowhere to save it. But that goaltend call lifts Fort Laramie now to an 8-point cushion. Biggest of the night, 32-24. A minute to go, third period. Riverside's been a little too careless. Tell you what, a more efficient game handling the ball, Chuck, and this contest is dead even.
Right.
Double team Fort Laramie right in front. And head coach Seth Bodenmiller, he's got no choice but to get a timeout. 49 ticks to go in the third. Redskins up 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Now, this could be a big final three quarters of a minute, end of the third quarter. Riverside trailing by 8, inbounds it to Willoughby, 25 feet away. Redskins lead 32-24. Here is John Zumberger, 25 feet out on the court, now 30. He backs it to the Pickwa Indians logo. We're down to a half minute left. Riverside spreads the court a little bit. Dribble drive, Wyatt Offlick in the lane, hand off to Willoughby. Turnaround, 8-foot J. It's smashed to the floor. Wow,
Albers. Albers got the block.
Solid defensive play by Grant Albers on Lane Willoughby of Riverside. And that thwarted the field goal try. Redskins now, last shot, third quarter, 9 to play. Dribble drive, Meyer, Nate into the lane, feeds Mesher, now burning, 4-3. Let's see, we've got a screener for Fort Loramie, belted to the floor. And now the officials will talk about it.
Oh, he's talking about an intentional foul, and I'm pretty sure it's on Willoughby.
Well, let's see what results. Oh, my goodness gracious. That is what has been called. That's a horrible break for Riverside.
He said he came when he threw there, he threw an elbow and knocked him down.
And as a result, Fort Loramie gets two free throws right here.
And the ball.
Wow.
And that was four fouls on Willoughby. So that was about as bad a play as they could have with 2 seconds to go.
Exactly. That's the worst possible scenario for Riverside developing here at the end of the third quarter. And shooting free throws for the Redskins is Carter Mesher. The first one dead center. The second one rimmed. 2.5 left. Lane Willoughby on the bench. Four fouls for the Pirates. Leading scorer on the year. 15.5 points a game. Fort Loramie's got the ball out right in front of us. Foul line extended. No, it's going to go baseline left. 2.5 left. Redskins up 9. Brandwee to trigger. He looks. Wants to go inside to Kemper. Can't. Goes to Rosengarten. Deep left corner 3. In the air. It hits the rim. No good. Tip. No good. And the third quarter is history. Well, Fort Loramie up 2 at the half has edged out to a 9-point spread. 33-24 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy broasted chicken, many savory sandwiches, and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, and the special on Saturday nights, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins. Carl Arns develops a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins also perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. Banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street. Like them on Facebook. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. That's Brookins. And don't forget that pork chop special on Saturday nights. Get there early. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Fourth quarter begins favorably for Fort Loramie, which threads the ball inside to Kemper. He's fouled in the act of shooting, and he swishes two free throws.
13 points now for Mason.
A couple of charity tosses. Swished. 35-24. Redskins up 11. Riverside in backcourt. And they try to throw it beyond the checker for Fort Loramie against the press. And it's intercepted by Jake Ratterman. Ratterman to Rosengarten. Far right wing to Mesher. On top, Brandwee. Spots up. Let's fly the 3. In and out, no good. Rebound pinballed around. Who's got it? Nathan Ratterman traces it in the corner. Back out to Brandwee. Head coach Corey Britton signals. Play 21. Brandwee gave it up. Got it back. His line drive. 3-pointer. Bullseye. He's got it. Redskins up 14. 38-24. A minute gone here in the fourth. Pressure Fort Loramie. Three-quarter court style. Riverside stopped momentarily. Deflected pass. Volleyballed around. Ratterman on the steal. No look. 3-on-1 break. It's off to Brandwee. Up and in. Redskins are rolling. Fort Loramie 40. Riverside 24. A minute 10 gone in the fourth. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, a surge by Fort Loramie, Chuck. Late third, early fourth, and the defense is fueling the offense.
Well, they have. They went ahead and put a three-quarter trap. They've turned them over three straight times. They've outscored them 7-0 here in the first. That's a countdown. I don't know how much time we got left. I hate these clocks that count down. A minute and 10 seconds, they've outscored them 7-0.
Yep, Riverside with Lane Willoughby on the bench with four fouls. Does he come back on, Chuck?
No. Nope. Yeah, he's back.
Is he back? Yep, there he is.
Well, they have to. I mean, no choice.
No reason to hold him. Here comes Willoughby up over the timeline for Riverside, which trails by 16. 6:30 left to go here in the fourth. Willoughby on the arc. Gives it up deep in the left corner to Zumberger. Zumberger baseline to teammate Schlumbaum. Wild pass, though. Picked off by Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Brandewee. Reverse layup. Left-handed. No good. Stick back. Yes. Rosengarten. And Fort Loramie is blistering Riverside now. Up by 18 points. 42-24. Here's a deep three. Right corner, Zumberger. A little heavy. He grazed the iron opposite side. Fort Loramie got a piece of the rebound out of bounds to the Pirates. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Jake Ratterman out. Nick Brandewee out. They get respites. Fort Loramie goes 10-11 deep. Here is Willoughby catching top of the circle. Penetrates the lane. Back to the basket. Rises up. Fade away. Bullseye. Good looking shot by Willoughby.
Well, they've held him to six. He really hadn't gotten a lot of shots.
No. Now, Fort Loramie's defense on Lane Willoughby, leading scorer of Riverside all year long, has been superb. He has not helped himself with foul trouble. Here's Mesher ahead of the key. Now Nate Ratterman. Redskins up 16. Biggest lead again, 42-24. And here's a long jump shot from the left side of the floor. Good by the Redskins. A deuce.
Yeah, it was Mason Kemper.
Mason Kemper. Boy, what a splendid game by him. That's about as long a shot as he'll take. Here's a reverse layup by Schlumbaum. It is missed on the play by Riverside. Nathan Ratterman skied for the rebound. He might have gone over the back.
Well, the referee inside was screened and didn't see it. The guy on the outside made the call. It was an obvious foul.
Yep, Kyle Knight was belted from the backside. He's at the stripe. He's got two coming. He was trying to put in the stick back. 44-26 Fort Loramie. Free throw, Kyle Knight. Yes. 44-27 in favor of the Redskins. Well, Fort Loramie can run off points in a streak real quickly against you as the defense can fuel the offensive attack as it's done late third quarter, early fourth here at Piqua. One shot made, one free throw missed. Here's Fort Loramie attacking. Rosengarten, he sizes up a three, measures it. It is in and out, no good. Rebounded by Willoughby of the Pirates. He scurries down the floor, pulls up on the arc. On a weave, goes to Zumberger, who enters the lane. Then steps back, shoots a long two off to the right. Caught iron, rebound Fort Loramie. Cherry picking Mesher, got it. Reverse layup, yes. 46-27, Redskins by 19. That's the biggest spread. 4:26 to go. Willoughby backing down Kemper. Goes up and under him. Missed the bank shot. Rebound tipped up. Caught by Willoughby again. His 6-foot fadeaway bounced off the iron. Long rebound deflected. Riverside gets it back. Here's a drive and a goal. Good play by Schlumbaum for Riverside. Pirates kept it alive and got the deuce. 46-29, 4 minutes to go. Rosengarten burning, left corner, Nathan Ratterman into the lane to Kemper. Oh, no look assist. Right down the pike, Rosengarten caught it and scored, and he was tripped. Counted, plus one. 46-29, or I should say 48-29. Fort Loramie up 19, 3:52 to go. Chuck, what was the score of this game at the end of three?
33-24.
33-24 at the end of three. Redskins, by my notes, led 28-24 with under two to play in the third quarter. So since that point in time, over the last 6 minutes plus, a run of 20-5 favoring Fort Loramie to seemingly put this game away. Rosengarten at the stripe for the Redskins, shoots the free throw. It curls out to the left. Here comes Willoughby midcourt for Riverside. And the ball is stroked away from him by Albers, who got an arm in there. Riverside will throw in far side of the court. Inbounding is Heath. Heath hands off on the play to Wyatt Offlick. Back outside to Willoughby. Oh, good aggressive play by Albers, who knocked it free from Willoughby. And it rolled over here to the media table. Out of bounds. Pirates have it. Down to 3:33 to go in the fourth. If the Redskins hang on to this 19-point bulge and win it, Fort Loramie will play Ansonia Friday at 7, upper bracket sectional championship. Baseline jump shot by Heath is short for the Pirates, and Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Quickly down the floor to Albers, on the arc to Rosengarten. 3:12 to go in the fourth. Rosengarten hemmed in, goes to Burning. Burning penetrates the lane, finds a three-point shooter in the right corner. Mesher missed it. Ball saved in bounds, though, to Mesher, to Nate Meyer. Good feed down inside to Albers up with the left. No, but he's hacked on the wrist. Redskins doing a good job cutting to the basket and passing to the cutter. They're feeding the men in motion very well.
They have played so much better here in the second half.
Yeah.
And you're right, the defense fueled their run offensively.
No question. 48-29 Redskins, 2:56 to go in the game. Free throws Fort Loramie. How about that? Grant Albers, who can be off again, on again at the stripe, just threw one up there. It left his hands. You could tell, Chuck, it had way too much mustard on it. And guess what happened?
The backboard got in the way.
In it went. Riverside Pirates check out a couple or three seniors. 49-29 Fort Loramie. Shot no good. Hit the rim. Rebound Pirates in the left corner. Trevor Young, 6'4 senior, in off the bench. Wade Offlick is still out there. Harley Asbury, a 6-foot senior, is in. Several seniors on this Riverside roster. Here's a long three-point try. 26-footer by Asbury. Got backboard and rim no good. He followed. Missed. Foul, Fort Loramie. 2:33 to go. 20-point game. 49-29. This score at the moment hardly indicative of how this game was played, Chuck, for the better part of three full periods.
Yep. I mean, you just figured Loramie at some point was going to turn it on, and they did. A little later than we thought they would.
Right. Free throw by Asbury is in. 49-30. 2:33 left in the fourth. Second shot, Asbury. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. He bends the knees and connects. 49-32. No, I should say 49-31. It was 49-29 before the two makes. Here's Caleb Meyer in now for Fort Loramie. Caleb's on the floor. Baseline left, Nate Meyer. Fall away 8-footer, way off the mark. That's because he was tagged on the wrist.
I like the fact that Riverside has team shoes. It's a lost situation. Most teams don't do it anymore, but I like them.
They've got that blue look. And I was about ready to say, Chuck, except for one young man, but that's because he's got tape wrapped around
him. Yeah, he's got tape. Yeah, those are team shoes.
Yeah,
and I like that. And
one free throw good by Nate Meyer. Second one dips in and out. Rebound Riverside, 2:16 to go. 50-31 Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the right for Riverside, it is A.J. Stapleton is in now, 6'1 senior. He tries a short 10-footer. It clanged off the rim. Loose ball rebound. Fort Loramie, no, Riverside got it. Good steal, and it's pumped up and in. Hunter Hubble, a 6'1 senior, got the board and the score. 50-33. Redskins, Colin Moore on the court now for Fort Loramie. Dribble drive, head of the key. Kicked on the play by Riverside. Caleb Meyer, 6 foot sophomore. Colin Moore, 6'1 sophomore. Nate Meyer, 6 foot soft. Also in now for Fort Loramie, that's Evan Holscher, 6'4 junior. Riverside with additional changes. I think that's a brand new quintet out there now for Riverside. Having come in, Caden Burke, a 6'2 soft. Inbounding baseline left of the basket, Colin Moore for Fort Loramie, which leads 50-36, a minute 46 to go in the fourth quarter. Moore looking, deals to Nate Meyer in the corner. Back to Colin, on the arc to Caleb Meyer, and nobody's on him, so he says, I'll politely hoist up a three and drain it.
He's the future.
Caleb Meyer pours one in from distance, 53-33, Fort Loramie. Minute 26 to go in the fourth. Inside the arc, right flank, jump shot, pumped up there on the play by Zumberger. One of the lone regulars still in now for Riverside. He missed it short. Rebound of a Fort Loramie. And as the Redskins hasten their way down the far side of the court, it is punched out of bounds by Riverside with a minute 15 to go. Nate Meyer coming off. And the new performer for the Redskins, 53.
That is Devin Ratterman.
Devin Ratterman, 5'9 sophomore, very good JV player. Top of the circle, Redskins have it. Dribble drive down the lane, shovel shot toward the rim, not good. Riverside clearly on a two-shot foul.
That's Damon Mesher. He's a freshman.
No, he's a solid player, too. Damon Mesher to the stripe. Two free throws coming. Fort Loramie up 20. 66 seconds to go. Smooth-looking foul shot. All net. Damon hits. Fort Loramie's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors. Jake Ratterman, Carter Mesher, Eli Rosengarten, Nathan Ratterman, Mason Kemper, Mitchell Burney. But head coach Corey Britton is able to play so many guys who are skillful, Chuck, that Fort Loramie will have experience back next year.
They are. They're going to have to adjust again. They're going to have to find scorers again, but I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Each free throw good by Damon Mesher, 55-33. Here's a hurry-up shot by Riverside. No good. Rebound is batted away, out of bounds. The officials look at each other and thought about conferring, didn't. It's a Fort Loramie possession with 50 ticks remaining. And Sonia on a last-second shot by Hunter Muir beat Botkins 37-36 in our first game tonight. And Sonia will play Fort Loramie Friday at 7 in what should be a very good upper bracket sectional championship. 30 seconds to go. Long cross-court pass, Devin Ratterman, baseline, weaves toward the rim, shuffled, and walked. Good call by the referee. 27.7 to go. Keep in mind, tomorrow we've got girls Division IV sectional championship games, upper bracket, lower bracket, from Sydney. Fort Loramie Mechanicsburg tipping at 6, online at 5:40. Nightcap should be a real excellent game. Legacy Christian Rushi. Then we're back here on Thursday. Doubleheader, lower bracket, sectional semis in boys. 5:40 webcast time. Riverside hits a shot at the buzzer. A driving layup is good by the Pirates. A nice goal by Riverside's Ethan Jackson as he crept in along the baseline, banked one home, beating the buzzer by a couple seconds. And this one is over, 55-35, as Fort Loramie defeats Riverside. It was not nearly that easy. This was a tight 4 or 6 point game with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Head coach Seth Bodenmiller of Riverside had a very good game plan, and it slowed down Fort Loramie offensively for about 22 minutes here tonight. And then the Redskins exploded the last 10, 11 minutes of this game, Chuck.
Yeah, well, their defense took it over. They got steals and got easy baskets, and they scored 33 at the end of three. They scored 22 in the fourth quarter. Ended up winning at 55-35. You take it, they did two things. They won in advance, and they didn't get anybody hurt. So
yep.
That's kind of how you have to look at a game like that.
And played a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, they always do. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 kids score.
Is that right? 9?
Yep, that's
and
pretty typical.
What, about a dozen played, I think?
Yeah, okay, 9, 10.
Whole shirt,
11. Yeah, they played 15.
Wow.
They played the full roster.
Sure did. So Fort Loramie with two victories over Covington, 73-47 last Friday. And tonight, 55-35 over Riverside. Advances on to meet Ansonia in the upper bracket sectional championship on Friday at 7. The lower bracket sectional championship pair to be determined that Saturday at 7. That will shake out on Thursday night. Fairlawn against Rushi at 6. Bradford versus Jackson Center at 7:30. The two winners will collide on Saturday in the lower bracket sectional championship. And again tomorrow, two girls games for you, sectional championships from Sydney. Webcast time at 5:40. First tip at 6. Then right back here on Thursday, a boys doubleheader, as we noted. Should be an outstanding first game on Thursday night. Fairlawn Rushi, followed by Jackson Center and Bradford. Chuck, take a look at the scoring and help us wrap it up.
Well, let's look at a couple of factors. They outscored them 35-17 in the second half, 26-10 in the paint, 18-2 off of turnovers. There's your basketball game, and 22-12 off the bench. Individual scoring, Riverside, nobody got the double figures. Kyle Knight had 9. They got 6 out of Stapleton, 6 out of Zumberger, and 6 out of Willoughby. They were 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Loramie led by Mason Kemper with 15. They got 12 from Rosengarten, 10 from Nick Brandewey. And Mike Clancy's player of the game is Mason Kemper.
And I tell you what, the slogan, count on Kemper.
I think it's an insurance thing.
Well, I tell you what, Mason's been great insurance for the Redskins here last half of the season. He is playing very good ball. He's our Clancy's Award winner. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, we are back online with a stream of the game between Mechanicsburg and Fort Loramie tomorrow night at 6, webcast time 5:40. Then the other sectional final, girls division 4 Sydney, features Rushi Legacy Christian. That's the nightcap at 7:30. Chuck, Mechanicsburg likes to run up and down the floor, so does Fort Loramie.
It should have been entertaining game one and maybe a very close game two.
I think Loramie's going to have way too many weapons, I think, for Mechanicsburg. I haven't seen them, so I'm just basing that on what we've seen this year. But as far as the second game goes, Larissa Poling is going to have a tremendous game.
Yep.
And Cordonia is going to have a tremendous game. And Ashley Scott's going to have to make some outside shots because Legacy Christian is the real deal. They're a good basketball team.
Yeah, Miss Hess, H-E-S-S, a sophomore, superb player for Legacy. She's going to have to be defended extremely well. Yeah, she could cut loose for 20 or 25 just like that on you.
She is really smooth. Yeah. I was impressed.
So the Rushi girls need a very good game tomorrow night. Fort Loramie, a favorite over Mechanicsburg. That second game, probably pretty much dead even. Legacy, a 2-seed. Rushi, a 3-seed. Speaking of Rushi, thanks so much to Rushi sponsors tonight, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Our Fort Loramie sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. What is your favorite thing? The Sydney Daily News, thank you so much. Thanks, Bryant Billing and the Sydney Daily News, plus American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment, a founding sponsor in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Plus the in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it is out of this world. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Vets, helping vets. Call Chris. Get connected to your veterans' benefits, 937-498-7282. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Color Stats on-site engineering. Until tomorrow night at 5:40, Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Piqua, where Bodkins was beaten by Ansonia 37-36, and Fort Loramie downed its opponent Riverside 55-35.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.